dispensing red hot sports steaks to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. Bertarelli is also your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, where there is never a dull moment.
Everyone knows that right now is the perfect time to be refinancing your mortgage. Here's why you choose thehomeloanexpert.com. We get our clients lower rates, saving them hundreds of dollars a month. We never charge any upfront or out-of-pocket costs. We can get you cash out to pay off those credit cards. Buying a home, we get you pre-approved the same day. We have the best customer service in the business. And the best part, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. If your current rate is not in the twos, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Ah, Feliz Navidad. Jose Feliz, Jose Feliciano. See what I did there?
I did.
Yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Quiero.
Or whatever else he said. You know how to say in Spanish, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year? Anybody?
Oh, no. Feliz Navidad. Happy New Year.
Well, Dan.
Well, you nailed that one.
That's it. Right. Yeah, that's it, all right. Oh, my goodness.
You know, Frank,
how do you say it?
You traumatized carolers by telling them to... Oh, sorry, finish up your Spanish.
No, that's right. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad y Año Nuevo. Carolers what?
You know how you traumatize carolers by paying them to go away, to be silent? How would you have handled this real quick before we get T-Nick on? My doorbell rings Sunday morning. It's freezing cold outside. It's like 7:15 in the morning. My dogs are going berserk. And I have the dog, and there's a frost on the window, and there's this, I see legs and shoes and socks, and I can see that it's a kid. It's 7:15 on a Sunday morning. And I'm looking, my dogs are going berserk, and this kid is standing with a notebook at my door. And I open up the door, and I said, "Can I help you?" And he goes, "Will you sign my death penalty?" I said, "What?" He goes, "I'm trying to get rid of the death penalty. Will you sign my petition?" And there was no names on it. It's like I was the first door he knocked on.
At 7:15 in the morning.
No, no, I would have said no, but I'm going to start a petition to get rid of you. Okay. Don't ever come at people's houses at 7 o'clock. Thank you. Bye.
In shorts. No, in shorts and 30. The kid was 10 years old. Shorts, 30-degree weather.
Yeah, first of all, it may be bogus. These people do this to see if anybody's home so they can rob them.
That's a good point.
Is Mr. Londoff on the phone?
Good point.
All right. Like to introduce... our Chevy dealer, and should be your Chevy dealer, John Londoff.
Hello.
John, how are you?
Hey. How are you?
I'm great, and when I ask you this, please just be honest and tell the truth. Do you like it if carolers come to your house, and have you ever gone caroling?
I don't remember if I ever went caroling. I think... I'm sure I did. I was in the high school choir at Lutheran North.
Whoa! Wait a
minute!
Hold on!
Guy that could sing a tune back in the day.
I think I hear people going when they hear. There they are. You were in the choir? We never knew.
He was all over that one, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He's quick. We never knew you were in the choir.
Al Landis, who was kind of our soccer coach, but he kind of freshman year, but he really, really like wasn't. He had a young man by the name of Tony Pietosa. Tony Pietosa now is the owner of Cafe Napoli, Napoli Bar, Napoli 2. Yes, foreign exchange student. One of my great dear friends in life because he probably taught me a lot about soccer and taught me a lot about some other things that I probably can't go into right now. But he was really our soccer coach. But Al Landis came to me one day and he goes, "Come here. You know how people, they get that finger, like, come here." And so I went to the piano from lunch. He took me away from my lunch. Now, you know how much you love you've seen me how much I love to eat. So I went and I started singing. He goes, all right, you're going to join the choir. I'm like, no, coach, I'm not going to join the choir. He goes, do you want to play soccer? I'm like, huh? He goes, you want to play soccer? I'm like, I'm starting. Of course I'm going to continue to play. He goes, then you're going to be in the choir. So
wow,
a long answer for a short question. But, yes, I think we used to go caroling. And I know that we used to sing in a lot because I went to Lutheran North. I'm a fine, proud graduate, class of 76, a crusader from Lutheran North. And during the holidays, yes, we would sing not only, I think, a little bit at some caroling, but we'd also have performances at quite a few of the Lutheran churches in the St. Louis area.
Right. You said he heard you singing, and when he heard you singing, he went, whoa, hang on, you're going to be in the choir. So he must have been impressed. Do you remember what you were singing when he heard you sing?
No. He came to me at the lunch in the cafeteria, and he said, come here, follow me. I'm like, where? He goes, come on, keep coming, come. You're like a little duckling to the mother duck. And so he sat down by the piano, and he goes, here, read this. And that was it. It's my audition.
What was the song? What was the song?
I have no idea. This is like 1973.
You have to remember what it was.
Remember something from 1973.
Golden country, your face is so red. With all your money, what can be fit?
It's probably, REO probably Speedwagon.
Sorry.
Is that a Christmas song?
No, that was REO Speedwagon.
When you went to the piano, did he have you sing a Christmas song or sing something else?
No, like I just said, I think it was probably a hymn. Are you singing hymn? Or
you were singing
then,
a hymn?
Then it's established that you can sing, or he wouldn't have invited you to the choir, so I have a request, and I think everyone else would like this too, and you don't have to sing for very long, but let's take, for example, White Christmas, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, just that much of the song, and Dan will accompany you on the harmonica to enhance it. Would you be willing to do that, a little White Christmas? Of course you would. Here we go, Dan. Dan, not you, Dan.
Do I get paid for this?
You really need sure you do. Mm-hmm. No, you know what you do? You get paid in extra sales, because when people hear this, they'll go, you know what? I love that guy. He sang and put me in a Christmas mood, and I wasn't even in the Christmas mood. I'm going to go buy a car from him. So, Dan, give him a note. John, just hum this note. Give it to him, Dan. John, let's hear that note, John. That's it. That's the note. No, that's it.
Okay.
Freddy. Here, White Christmas, just the first couple of lines. 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. John, I don't hear you, John.
Dan, what is that?
White Christmas.
That's White Christmas. Are you kidding?
What's wrong with you?
White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the one I used to know.
Right, you know what? I can see. Oh, he's not there.
And children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
You know what? You can carry a tune, and I can see why he said, son, you're in the choir.
Yep.
Some people can't carry a tune. You can carry a tune.
Do you remember if they put you in the alto tenor section or anything like that? What section they put you in?
I was the tenor.
Ah. Ooh. Well.
I never knew this.
Yep, now you see something new. Just merely asking a question about, so have you ever gone caroling? And first of all, I don't think, do carolers go out anymore?
Yes.
They used to.
Yes.
Where I grew up, not like
they used to, but they do go out. And I told earlier the story. I did it once, but I did it so I could make out with a girl. That's the only reason that I went. I hated it. I felt gay doing it. I just did.
That's not nice to say.
Well, it is, because I think every other guy there was gay who was caroling except me. Or female, and I just went so I could make out with her. Her name was Kathy, and she was a fantastic kisser. So, I also went to midnight mass with her just so I could again continue to see her. And it was actually at midnight, and I had no idea what I was listening to. It was in Latin or something, and she had to put a doily on her head. The women have to put something over their hair. It's a Catholic thing, and I've never felt more out of place. But when it was over, we made out. So,
damn, when I was a kid, John, were you raised Catholic, John?
That's a great question, Dan. I'm baptized Eastern Orthodox. No. You notice I never give a short answer.
No.
Baptized Eastern Orthodox in 1958.
Okay.
My mother had us going to a Methodist church in Normandy. Was surrounded, most of my very best friends in life are all Catholic. I married this gorgeous Catholic, and then I went to see Monsignor Whited at Immaculata Parish many, many, many years ago, because I'm like, okay, I'm going to convert, I'm going to be Catholic. And he started talking, and he said a few prayers, and he goes, now, John, were you baptized? I said, yes, Monsignor. And you were baptized? I said, Eastern Orthodox. He goes, you're Catholic. I'm like, what? He goes, you're Catholic. I'm like, this is awesome, this is great. So do I need to take the, what, like, 9-week class? He goes, not unless you want to. I'm like, I don't think so. I mean, I feel I'm a very good Christian, but, I mean, 9 weeks of classes, versus just, God bless you, Monsignor. Here's a little envelope. Got a little check in there for the church, and I love you. And got home. I said, meet me. I'm Catholic. She goes, don't make fun, John. Sacrilegious. I said, no, Monsignor.
Don't make fun.
I said, I'm Catholic. She goes, John, it's not fun. I said, I'm not making fun. What I didn't do was get a letter. Actually, I got a letter signed, sealed, stamped from Monsignor White and saying, yes, John H. Lawnoff Jr. is Catholic, believe it or not. And then I can't tell you exactly what she said after when I told her that I am Catholic and I didn't have to take the classes. But, it's all
I'm
good.
Guessing she said, okay, let's have sex.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No,
because that just proved that he went above and beyond. To get, now, you're still Catholic,
Amy,
then.
Aren't you? I mean, I did not put Frank up to that. But
hey, if you're Catholic, if you became Catholic, aren't you still Catholic? Or did you at some point go, I'm not Catholic anymore? I mean,
when I do go to Mass and I try to go, I don't go. I should go more often.
Go to Mass at Easter and Christmas?
I go more.
Why
than
is that,
that
funny, Dan?
Because
that's why is that funny?
A lot of people that I knew
be,
that.
This Christmas Eve, I will be with Monsignor Orlick at Sacred Heart here in Florissant, one of the most gorgeous Catholic churches, parishes, adorable parish, adorable school. Have one of the most fun dinner auctions every year. I actually left from a duck hunt early. I mean, I didn't go duck hunting that afternoon, so I would make sure that was on time at the dinner auction back in November. So, that's where we will be on Christmas Eve.
Now, you mentioned Methodist for a short time, a couple of years. I went to Methodist Church, and I remember that in Sunday school class, which I might add, man, I didn't like Sunday school. I was a freshman in high school, and I thought it was just odd because I always thought, you know, church means doing good and being good. But there was a girl in our class, Evelyn Williams. She was the preacher's daughter, and apparently she did it with everybody in the class except me. You know what they say, preacher's kids.
Every story ends up going back to sex.
Well, not either sex or just making up. I didn't have sex with her.
Talking about religion right now.
That's actually why I left that church, because I didn't have sex with her, and she did it with everybody else. Yeah, so I just quit. I thought, well, if you're not going to include me, I'm out of here. So I stopped.
Yeah, you were too busy working, probably making money.
I was. I actually was working.
Building the empire.
The Pinion Empire. That's exactly right. First job at 11, and I've worked every year of my life since I was 11 years old, and you probably have too.
So we just finished, Mrs. Lawrence and I, we just finished watching on Netflix, The Crown, season 2.
My wife watched it.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's so great. So, any suggestions? Because we were like, what do we watch now?
Godless.
What's that?
Godless on Netflix.
Okay, got it.
You will not be sorry. Seven episodes. It's only been one season. You will not be sorry. Let me just tell you this much about it. It's essentially about a Western. It's a Western that features women. It's a Western town that's all women because all of the men died in a mining accident. So right there makes it a totally different Western than any you've ever seen. And these chicks can take care of themselves. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read up on it. And, So, all right, that'll be the next one. And if anyone else out there in AM and the PM world has some suggestions, I will be hopping in my car, or I'll be soon and be listening to the rest of the show, because this is undoubtedly the greatest radio show in America. It really is.
Wow.
I cannot tell you.
Okay.
No matter where I go,
right.
People, you know, sure, maybe there's someone who recognizes the big nose and whatnot, you know, from a TV spot. But so many people, they're like, are you Jenny Lanoff? I'm like, yeah, hi. And they're like, I recognize your voice from the Frank Opinion Show.
There you go.
And we're listeners. And I know I forwarded a comment to you from one of my very dear friends that you called and talked to, Dr. Randy Mayfield.
He's a pastor. Hey, you guys, listen to this, you guys. He's a pastor and a really good Christian singer and a really nice guy. And I called him to thank him because he bought an Impala, didn't he?
Oh, he's bought nine vehicles from me, maybe more of the family.
Wow.
Probably more than 10. He's saying it... our wedding, Mimi and I. He's saying it.
Remember what he sang? Remember what song he sang?
Franklin, why would you do that? Because Mimi's listening. Of course I do, but I just don't think that's something that I should go over right now. So he sang it by sister Linda and my brother-in-law Jim's wedding, and sister Laura and Bill, who's been in town for the first time in 2 years.
Oh, you snorted.
That wasn't me. I know.
He sang at my dad's memorial, and he was out of the country, or he would have been at my mom's memorial. So he's part of the family. I love the man.
But you don't remember what he sang at your own wedding. Whew.
So the deals are unbelievable here right now. Johnny Long, Dr. Blake, 2017 Chevy Cruze, only $15,900. 2018 Malibu, only $17,900. 2018 Equinox, $19,500.
Wow.
And are you sitting down? You sit
down.
2017 Silverado, regular cab work truck, only
$18,900.
Crazy.
Those are good deals.
You got to sell some cars. You got to sell some trucks. And
you
give
will.
Us a call. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com. And damn, why don't we sing the jingle, buddy? And Frank, you too.
Okay. You want me to play harmonica?
I'd rather not steal the spotlight from you two. You, Dan, yeah, John, you sing it. Dan will play the harmonica.
Okay. And on three. 1, 2, 3. Johnny Long Dog Chevrolet. Have a go. Johnny Long Dog Chevrolet.
Finished. Still not finished. Thanks, Frank. Right, thank you, John. Brace yourself, because the business is coming by the dozens. We're sending them your way, okay?
Thank you. Have a great rest of the show. Bye.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Maestro, if you would, Mr. Nickerson's music.
Help.
He's actually supposed to start about, I don't know, 10 or 12
ago.
After. Yeah, 20 minutes ago. But this way he can't take a whole hour like he did last week.
Oh.
We're talking, of course, about Taylor Nickerson, our new tech guy, and he is brought to you by Window World. There's nothing technical or high-tech about a window. Even about a Window World window, it's a window. But it's a really good window and a great value, and that's the reason it's the number one selling replacement window in the United States. If you want to know more, go to windowworldst.com. Would you please give it up? If you want to call him T-Nick, that's okay. He is Taylor Nickerson, everybody. Hello, Frank. Taylor, how are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Fantastic, and we're getting a good response to what you're doing. Right off the bat, I want you to give them your email address, and we'll do it again before we wrap it up. What is it?
It is taylorontech@gmail.com. taylorontech@gmail.com.
That's pretty easy. What do we need to know today? And when you're finished, if we have time, we'll take a couple of calls. Let me give our new number that's so much easier than the old one. The old one still works, but the new one is 314. That part's really easy. 821-0590, because we are 590 the fan. So it's 821-0590, and of course 314. What do you have for us?
I was going to share with you kind of a personal thing I did over the weekend that I thought you'd be interested in.
just take a couple seconds here. I took my first flight in my journey, let's call it, to getting my pilot's license.
Ooh. Yeah. All right.
And I know that you have your pilot's license as well, so
and helicopter license and instrument rating.
Yeah, we flew in a Cessna 172 Skyhawk out of St. Charles County. And yeah, it's a great plane, a lot of fun, and going to do another lesson this Thursday. So now, I'm looking forward to it.
What really surprises people is when they find out that you will solo in only about, I think the federal minimum is 10 hours, average is 12 to 15 hours. After just those few hours, you will actually fly by yourself.
Correct, yeah. The overall number of hours is 40, so you do 20 with an instructor in the cockpit, and you do 20 by yourself as well.
But you can actually go solo before 20 if you really catch on to it.
Correct.
You could step out earlier. I think I did it at 15. And that's not very many lessons. Would you do an hour at a time or two?
You do about, with your pre-flight and your post-flight, it's about 2 hours, but an hour of flying.
And what prompted you to want to learn to fly?
I have always been interested. My grandfather retired from Boeing after many, many, many years, and I have a cousin as well who is a private pilot as well. So it's flying's in the family, and it's just something I wanted to do. I want something later on down the line that I can pass down and share with my kids and take them flying and something that they would, you know, think is really cool. So I think it's cool as well. So it's something that I just wanted to do.
Good for you. And obviously you have people that can help you along the way. Okay, technically, what do we need to know?
Let's get after it. So first off, has anyone in the room heard of the biggest, newest phenomenon, which is HQ Trivia? Has anyone heard of that here
no.
in the room?
No.
Okay,
no.
HQ Trivia.
Yeah, yes. I last week for the first time.
Yeah,
It's a game, right?
It's a live trivia app. So currently, right now, they only have an iPhone version. They have promised an Android version, though, by Christmas, and the coolest thing is they give away actual real money. It's twice a day at 2 Central and 8 Central. You can tune in on your phone and play along. There's 12 questions. The normal pot is $1,500 on Sunday nights, so the pot is $10,000. And basically, if you get a question wrong, you're out. If you answer all 12 questions, you're in the money, and it's split by how many people are left. So that's the newest, biggest tech thing out there is the HQ Trivia app. So if you
have to buy in?
No, it's absolutely free. The money comes from the venture capitalists that are investing in the company that's behind it. They eventually want to start integrating sponsorships somewhere along the way. They don't want to deteriorate the game quality. They're going to figure out a good way to blend in sponsors. It's absolutely free. Absolutely free. Got a great idea for a last-minute Christmas gift if you're still looking for something for somebody who is a technical kind of person. This is one of the coolest pieces of technology I have seen in a while, and it's not necessarily new, but it is called the LifePrint printer. Has anybody heard of a LifePrint printer?
Mm-mm. Nope.
It prints photos and videos, and now you're thinking, okay, how do you print a video? Well, first off, it uses zinc technology. Does anybody know what zinc technology is?
Nope.
Okay, it's zero ink. So there is zero ink in the printer. The color is actually embedded in the paper, and there's a heating element inside the printer, and when the picture goes to print, the heating element heats up the dye, which is embedded in the paper, and then it prints out a really sharp looking picture. Now, here's the coolest part. If you have the LifePrint app that goes along with it, if I say iPhone Live Photos, does that mean anything to anyone? Photo. So the Live Photo setting on the iPhone is where you can take a picture, but when you hold your finger on it, you can actually see about 2 or 3 seconds before the picture was taken and about 2 or 3 seconds after. So it's about a 4 or 5 second little video of the moment when you took the picture. What this printer does and what the LifePrint app does, when you hover your phone over the picture, so it prints out a still picture. When you hover your phone over it, it will actually show the video that was happening at the time that you took the picture. So say, you know, little Johnny's up to bat and he hits his first home run. You can print out the still picture of him up to bat, but when you hold your phone over it, it will actually play that actual video of when you took the picture. It is unbelievable technology.
Why? Okay, but even though your camera setting was on photo and not video?
Correct. Up at the top of the iPhone photo screen, there is, it looks like circles within each other, and that's the live photo setting. And when you do a live photo, it actually shoots for about 4 or 5 seconds. And then what you can do is go back and hold your finger or thumb.
Okay. This has actually been out for a while.
Yes, the live photo technology has. The printer has been around for, I want to say, a year or two, but the new one that's out, they're not big. It's 4.5 by 5 inch photos, so they're small.
Is this special paper?
It's the zinc paper, the zero ink.
Are you telling me that there's a day down the road where maybe like all the printing I do at home, I can buy down the road special paper and not ever have to buy ink again?
Is that already out. That's already out. The zinc technology has been out for a while.
Is it expensive?
So for a pack of, I want to say 20 photo pictures, it's going to run you about 20 to 30 to 40 cents, depending on the brand, per picture. Mm. So it's not cheap. But it's also Wi-Fi connected. So say Grandpa and Grandma have the Life Print printer at their house, and you're at, like I said, Little Johnny's baseball game, take a picture, shoot it right to their printer, and it can print out in their house, and they have the picture that they can frame, and then when they hold their phone over it, it shows the video. It's really, really cool
technology.
You know what?
I don't know how many people really understand what you're talking about, because I can barely understand it, but somebody, I think it was my daughter-in-law, sent me a picture of my grandson, and I accidentally was touching the screen, and the picture starts moving.
That's the live photo.
Yeah, and that's when I thought, what the heck? And I called her, and she said, yes, my new phone, and now mine does it, because I have the 10, the X. Do you guys know what we're talking about here?
Mine does.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah. And it was a picture of him on the beach. He was standing on the beach, and it was just a picture of him until I touched it, and then the surf, it was, I want to say, 3 seconds of him throwing his hands up and the surf coming up,
yep.
Something that you would never have gotten from just the photo, yet when you took it like you'd take any photo. The camera captures, let's say, a second and a half before and after that snapshot.
Wild. Yeah, and that's exactly what the pictures are. So when you hold it over there, it's a still picture, but on your phone you see the video.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. Samsung is coming out with a competitor to Alexa. They're going to release the Bixby speaker, the Samsung Bixby speaker. Set to release in early 2018, supposed to cost around $200. And finally,
they also have a version of that.
Oh, boy.
That will pay, like, your utilities. It's called the Bill Bixby. It pays your bills.
The Bill
Bixby. See what I did there?
Yeah.
I did. Thank you.
I saw it.
Thank you.
You turned green.
But don't make it mad.
Some people wonder who Bill Bixby was. I know Tim does because he said turn green. Yeah. He was the Hawk on television.
Okay. And one more, because I see we've got some calls lined up. So an old name in technology, Atari, is coming back. They are going to release the Atari box is what it's called. It's supposed to be released in early 2018. Will come preloaded with Atari classic games. Also has a modern day graphics chip inside, which will allow it to play modern games as well. Has an HDMI port, which is new for an Atari system. 4 USB ports and an internet connection as well. So you can play your old Pong games, and then you can also load new games on there as well.
Has Atari always been around, or did they go away completely and somebody revived the company?
The last couple decades for Atari have been pretty rough. They've been in and out of bankruptcy, and then they've had a new. I think they were bought, and within the last few years, they're trying to make a comeback. They actually had a crowdfunding. What's the technical term for that? Crowdfunding, the online thing where you donate money to get the Atari box up and running.
Oh, GoFundMe.
The GoFundMe, exactly. But they apparently they've raised enough money, and they're going to release it in early 2018.
We got to get in this GoFundMe thing, you know.
Yeah.
We need to find a reason to need a couple $1 million bucks.
That's right.
I think everybody has a reason. We just have to make it stick and have people go, yeah, I'll give you money for that. I see at least one call line, a couple lines open here. If you want to jump in quickly, you have a question, a technical question for Taylor Nickerson, and you should, because holidays.
1 week from today.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter didn't know until 2 days ago that the size of a television, when it says a 55-inch TV, she never knew it was a diagonal measurement. I measured our TV because I wasn't sure how big it was in the great room, and I didn't know if it was 65 or 70. Turns out it's 65. Whoa. And I took a tape, and I measured it. She said, what are you doing? And I said, well, that's... I wonder how many people don't know that. It's a diagonal measurement.
Yep.
It's not across or up and down.
Yep, from corner
but
to corner.
I guess, yeah, some people don't know that. All right, here we go. 314-827-0, that's 0590.
314-827-0590.
821, I'm sorry. Yeah. 821-0590.
Bill, say hi to Taylor. How are you, Taylor? AM and the PM?
Hi, Bill. How
are you, Bill?
Frank, I did not know about that measurement, so I'm going to go run home and act like I know something tonight and explain that to my wife.
No, Bill, seriously, when you saw like a 50-inch TV or 50, you didn't know it was a diagonal from corner to corner?
I honestly swear I did not, because I assumed it was, yeah.
Across.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And here's the reason it's actually important to know. People have a space, and they think they don't have enough space for the TV because they're measuring left to right, when in fact you might have space for a much bigger TV than you realize in that cabinet or, you know, whatever it is on top of that table. What do you got for Taylor?
Well, I got sort of it's just a basic kind of question, but I don't really do much on the computer except watch YouTube. And I know, of course, you're going to say porn, but YouTube is really all I watch. And I could live
on just watching YouTube. I'm not kidding. I could get by
entertained. I'm the same way. Yeah, I'm the same way. I found something last night that it's got like 6 parts. It's old, but I mean, it's just ridiculous how much stuff is on YouTube. But
Bill, there's nothing. Oh, there is nothing you cannot find on YouTube. I'm not kidding.
You know what I ran across on YouTube this past weekend was the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. Do you remember that?
Oh my goodness, I know exactly what it is.
Oh, Jesco White.
It's the follow up to Dancing Outlaw, Jesco White.
Oh yeah. My God,
Bill, have you ever watched Dancing Outlaw?
Oh, no, you know what's so funny about that? That's because you talked about it, and I did, and I turned it on to so many different people. But then that of course led me to all kinds of other crazy videos like that guy.
Yeah.
But no, it's amazing. That's an amazing video, and I owe it all to you.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much. So my question is really simple. My computer's about 12 years old, I think, and I just need... I don't know if I need a new one, but I kind of just want to get a new one just because I think it'd be cool to have. What do I get as far as just bait? I mean, just like no gaming, no, just me drooling at night at YouTube, you know, falling asleep in my pajamas. That's it. You know, that's what I need.
Is this a desktop or a laptop?
Taylor, you got to get closer to that microphone. You sound like you're in a well every time you move away like that.
Oh, that's funny. I actually am
broadcasting in a well. Advice.
I'm broadcasting from a well this week.
Wow.
We know better.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
What is it?
It's a desktop.
Okay. I'll be honest with you. For what you do, every computer will be able to do that. So it's going to come down to more of a price point thing.
Okay.
And desktop computers, you can get them for $200 these days. But
yeah.
I would, you know what? Just go into your local store, take a look around, and like I said, for just logging on, you maybe you check email every now and then. You want to surf the web and watch YouTube videos. Literally every computer will be able to do that. So it's going to come down to a price thing.
I'm going to ask a question on behalf of Bill. Would you recommend a Mac or a PC?
Well, that's a personal question. And personally, I would recommend Mac, but I don't think for what he... have you been a Mac user or a Windows user, Bill?
Yeah, just Windows.
Okay.
I'm not against Mac, but yeah. I just have always used Windows.
Sure, and I would stick with what you're comfortable with for what you're wanting to do. Yeah, just take.
Because for the same thing, he's going to pay more for Mac, right?
Yeah, correct. I mean, if you're looking at a basic iMac, you're looking around over $1,000. But excuse me.
That's okay.
Oh,
that's okay.
I get caught up. I get
not the first person to go through puberty on this show.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, but anyway, so any computer's going to be able to do what you... you got me. You got me.
Nice.
What you want to do, so it's going to come down to a price point.
And he could get, that's I'm going to guess, a really good computer for what, $300?
Sure.
With a decent screen and tower?
Sure. And you know what? You might even want to think about a laptop or a tablet. So you're not tied to the desk. You know, you can take it to bed. You can take it to the couch. You can take it in the bathroom if you want with. You can take it on the road anywhere you want to go. Because it's, you know, honestly, with YouTube, you can do that on any platform now. They have apps or visit
the... can I make one other suggestion? Bill, if you really are a YouTube guy and you don't travel or move around, the one thing about a PC is... you could get a really nice big screen, like a television.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah.
Yeah. With a laptop, you're going to be limited. I mean, they're only so big.
Yeah. No, I know. I know so many people that are watching YouTube and stuff on their phone, and I'm just like,
it's not the same.
You know, 20. No, it really isn't. It's not the same.
I'm with you.
No, I appreciate that advice.
Well, I'll throw out another suggestion as well. If you know, with the laptop, a lot of them have HDMI outs now. So if you do have the big TV screen, plug it into the TV, pull up your YouTube, and you can watch it on your big screen TV as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I need 50 inches YouTube. Yeah, that's nice.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, and real quick, I just want to say one thing, if you will let me, Frank. My brother passed away about 5 years ago, and he was a Kirkwood police officer. And he called me one day, and I own my own little business, and kind of bored in the afternoons, and he told me about you, and I've been listening loyally ever since about 5 years ago. So you've been a big part of my family, and I just really appreciate it so much.
Bill, that's as good a Christmas present as I could ever ask for. Thank you.
Oh, no, you're the best, my friend. Thank you.
I appreciate it. All right, Bill, good luck. Merry Christmas. There you go. He's going to buy a new computer. I think we're out of time because we've got to get Bill Cleveland in here. Could we have Taylor's music, please, Bruce? What is that?
That's his music.
Help.
What? I would have thought it would have started, help, I need somebody, instead of just like guitar playing. Sorry, Taylor.
Hey, that's okay.
Kind of ruined the end. Give everybody your email address again in case they have technical questions, and they will because it's gift-giving time.
Sure. It is TaylorOnTech@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook.com/TaylorOnTech.
All right. Taylor Nickerson, everybody. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you for your
I'm hoping he can't hear me anymore, because here's what I want to say. This guy's really good. He knows his stuff. He's a young guy, and he really does know this stuff. I've had to email him a couple of times about questions, and he gets back to me. He'll get back to you. TaylorOnTech@gmail.com. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And I hear a little bit of echo, and I don't know if that's from Dan's room. It must be, because it just... No. Almost stopped, but
really?
Not completely. Bill Cleveland, yeah, I still hear it coming back at me.
Bill Cleveland will join. I don't have anything up.
Yeah, I know it is. It's always some technical glitch here and there. Bill's going to join us in just a couple of minutes here. I need to just take a moment to, I don't know, not scold those of you who, for whatever reason, if you really wanted to, you could afford to let the folks at MD Health and Wellness show you how to lose weight. You could. Some of you can't, but I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to those of you who could afford it, but you've got other priorities that are more important than not being fat anymore. And I understand that, because I allowed myself to be fat for about 3 decades. I was fat. And then I got so fat... Not 500 pounds fat. Not like Tim. Tim at one time, Tim Woodburn, and he told us this, was 400 pounds. And to his credit, he's lost like 100 pounds. And I wasn't to that extreme, but I was certainly uncomfortable and didn't want to look at my own reflection in a window. And I just thought, how much further am I going to go with this? Am I going to get into 50-inch pants? I'm already at 42, 44. And I shut it down, but I didn't do it by myself. I had to have the folks at MD Health and Wellness help me. It's a doctor-supervised plan. I get emails every week, pretty much every week, from people who say, hey, Frank, what did that cost? Well, I know what it cost me, but I don't know what it'll cost you because I don't know your situation. It's obviously going to cost more for somebody who needs to lose 100 pounds than somebody who needs to lose 35. It's going to be a different structure for somebody who can't take an appetite suppressant than it is for somebody who can. I can't answer that. Everybody's different, and that's the beauty of this program. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not, here's some sacks of food. You go home, here's your breakfast, here's your lunch, here's your dinner. Give us your check, and we'll make sure you have a month's worth of food. It's not like that. And I don't think that, you know, given there are certainly programs like that that can work if you only eat what they give you, but I like the idea that they want to get a body mass index read on you, which is really easy to do. I didn't know how easy it was. You hold a thing in your hand, both hands, and in a few seconds it reads out your body mass index or fat or whatever it's called, the proportion of fat to the rest of your body. They want an EKG. They want to make sure your heart's healthy. It's a doctor-supervised program, and like anything else, if you want something effective and something to work and you're tired of being fat, you certainly should be willing to invest a little bit of time and some money into it. If you're not, then you're not really serious, and you're probably not going to lose weight. Very few people who have been heavy for a long, long time can just snap their fingers and go, well, that's it, starting today, I'm going to lose a bunch of weight, and I'm going to change the way I eat. Good luck. Doesn't work for very many people. It's like smoking. Very few people just quit. They need help. You need help? I have your help. It's MD Health and Wellness. The rest is up to you. You call them. You make an appointment. You go down and have a consultation. It doesn't cost you anything. If you don't like what you hear, you can't afford what they want to do, then at least you tried. Priorities, folks. It's all priorities. What are your priorities? You got money for an 80-inch television, but you don't have money to not be fat anymore? You can buy 300 channels and spend $250 a month on TV. How about cutting that in half? Cut the size of the TV down. Maybe scale a couple other things down to get all the money you need to lose weight. MD Health and Wellness. The website is easy. It's mdhealthwellness.com.
All right, it's time for another Check on Traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Accident southbound 170 at Olive. A stall eastbound 70 on the ramp to Adelaide. Volume from an earlier accident eastbound 64 past Clayton Morrison. All lanes open westbound 44 at Shrewsbury and a construction backup northbound 55 at Illinois 143. They've invented boneless 2 days, a celebration every Tuesday where you order boneless wings, you'll get another of the same size for free. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Price of participation varies. See participating locations for details. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
They've invented Boneless Tuesdays. It's a celebration every Tuesday where if you order boneless wings, you'll get another of the same size for free. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Additional restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Doug Vaughn here to talk about one of my all-time favorite sponsors, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Lady Journalism has been good to me this year, so I'm treating her to the ultimate holiday offering, a gift card to Hot Shots. Hot Shots gift cards are perfect for loved ones, coworkers, colleagues, and more. Also, if you're hosting an office holiday party, you should consider Hot Shots. Book your event in person at one of their 11 area locations or find out more online at hotshotsnet.com.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Refinancing or buying a home shouldn't be difficult, and that's why people choose thehomeloanexpert.com. We get our clients lower rates, saving them hundreds of dollars a month. We can get you the cash you need to pay off those credit cards. We never charge any upfront or out-of-pocket costs. We close in as little as 2 weeks, and the best part? We do all that with customer service that these other banks and mortgage companies just can't match. Refinancing or buying a home? Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hot Shots has your chance to win tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game. Make Hot Shots your home for every Mizzou game December 5th through the 16th. From 7 to 9 on game nights, both Hot Shots Manchester and Fenton will hold Papa Shot tournaments for contestants 21 and up. The top four scorers in each competition qualify for the finals on December 19th, and the winner gets a pair of tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game, plus a gift card to Hot Shots. Visit HotShotsNet.com for details. Doug Vaughn here, taking time off from dispensing red-hot sports steaks to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. Bertarelli is also your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, where there is never a dull moment.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn from the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. In business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367, online at gatewaypi.net, or email me, Tim at gatewaypi.net.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
This is Jim Hayes, and you're listening to 590 The Fan KFNS, Wood River, KPNT HD2, Collinsville, and Inside STL St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Good evening, everyone, from the 590.